Hello students, welcome back to the V lecture series on strategic management. I'm glad to be here back again to introduce you to the strategy formulations of an organization, which is a very important step in the strategic management process. The last three chapters we have seen in detail the corporate level strategy, the business unit level strategy and functional unit level strategy. These three strategies are three cornerstones in terms of before we move into strategy formulation process, because it's very critical as part of the corporate level strategy, the organization needs to know which industry it needs to be in business with, in which multiple industries probably it can think of in terms of creating competitive advantage. Through the business unit level strategy, we build a strategy which is a competitive advantage for the organization. The functional unit level strategy is aligning the functional capabilities, building functional capabilities around the organization, be it HR, finance, supply chain management, information technology, sales and marketing, product management, the different functions within the organization. How do you bring all the functions together, align it with the corporate level strategy and the business unit level strategy? So once these three level strategies are formalized, then we move into strategy formulation. What are the comprehensive strategy formulation? Aligning your internal resources with the external competitive environment. External environment versus the internal environment. How do you map these two areas in order to arrive at the strategy formulation process? So we'll be seeing in this, we'll be using a couple of tools in terms of how do we apply, how do we, evolve a process wherein you are able to understand what are the capabilities that you need to build, what are the weak areas, what are the opportunities there, what are threats in the market, how do you address all of them as an organization. So we will be using the first tool is SWOT tool, which you must be aware. You must have used it in your organizations. I think most of you are working in some companies. So you must have applied this tool in terms of your business strategy. So SWOT analysis is one of the key tools that we'll be introducing in this chapter. And we'll also evaluate the resources, in an organization that what kind of resources you need to have. If you don't have, what kind of impact, strategic impact it will have on the organization. We also understand the strengths and weaknesses as well as opportunities and threats. Strengths and weaknesses are more internal to the organization. Opportunities and threats are external to the organization, the environment, external environment. We studied, we learned quite a lot in our external environment, the chapter 2. So now we'll be getting into the final details of the strengths and weaknesses and opportunities and threats which are external, which are very particular to a particular organization. How do you make a unique proposition, unique strategic plan to build an organizational capability and also address opportunities and mitigate the risks? These are the key things that we'll be seeing in this particular chapter. We also understand the strength and weakness and opportunity and threat matrix, which is basically a framework which gives you to arrive at the strategic alternatives and strategic options, which you can formalize in order to move into the execution stage. So you need to have a clear, you need to identify a clear set of alternatives. These are the alternatives that I'll be focusing on, and thereby I'll be able to achieve my organizational success by implementing this particular strategy. So we also understand the factors to be considered while choosing the best strategic alternatives. So this tool, SWOT's tool, is clearly going to help the organizational strategic managers in terms of deciding which are the best strategic alternatives which they can execute as part of the strategy execution. You also assess the organization culture. Organization culture is going to play an important vital role in the overall process of strategy execution, because the organization, the people in the organization have to come together, understand the vision of the organization, understand the values of the organization, understand the the strategic objectives and the strategic alternative plans that the organization is putting together, and then move together with one vision and one voice to execute the plan, execute the strategic plan. So we need to get into strategic alternatives, arrive at the best strategic alternatives. We also learn about corporate ethics and social responsibility. What are the corporate ethics, code of conduct, and social responsibility the organization needs to have? That we will be, going in detail. Friends, with these learnings, learning objectives, we move into the introduction of strategy formulation. This is a very important step in the strategic management process, as I indicated in the beginning. It's all about mapping the internal capabilities of an organization with the external environment. And also, if external environment demands certain things to be built within the organization, then you need to identify those strategic options and then start building those and making investments, strategic investment towards that, those initiatives as well. So we'll be talking about all those things in detail in this particular chapter. It also involves analysis of organizational characteristics, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. So the first two attributes, strengths and weaknesses, are related to the organizational internal capabilities. Opportunities and threats, they imply the external environment. The analysis of an external environment we have done in the previous chapters, but how do you map it out with internal capabilities? Thereby you are able to address the potential opportunities which are going to accrue profitable growth benefits for the organization, financial performance of the organization, as well as identify the threats, and then how do you put a risk mitigation and threat mitigation plan to avoid getting caught into these bottlenecks and the showstoppers which will come along the way. So it is all about the organization ability to predict those threats in the external environment. So you'll be better off if your strategy execution will happen flawlessly. So it is very important to understand those risks and then have a clear mitigation plan towards that. So we'll be seeing all of that in this chapter. The SWOT analysis is a very important tool. It's used in most of the organizations, whether it is a large enterprise or a medium-sized enterprise or an SMB kind of a business. So it's a very valuable tool analyzing the organization capabilities and the internal environment and also the external environment. Strengths and weaknesses help to identify areas to leverage and areas to be developed, areas to be further built, capabilities to be built. Because without those capabilities, you will not be able to execute your strategy, thereby achieve financial performance. In relevance to the opportunities and threats, the market, which are external factors, these are external factors which need to be addressed, as I said in the beginning. So we'll be seeing those things as we move along in this chapter. SWOT analysis is the primary step in the strategy formulation, of strategic management process. Because here is where you spend a lot of time in terms of, there are many options available, many alternatives available. You can't go all over the place. You have to be very focused. Identify those strategic alternatives. So how do you identify? Comparing your internal environment with your external environment, and also a clear roadmap of building the newer capabilities which are required to address the opportunities, also to ward off the threats which are going to come in the way along the strategy execution. So we'll be seeing that. SWOT analysis. Here is the typical tool, a generic tool which I have put over here. So you have a view of what is a SWOT analysis. What are the attributes? What are the characteristics of an organization that covered in this particular tool? So the first two attributes, strengths and weaknesses, are related to the internal factors of an organization. The opportunities and threats are related to the external factors. And this strengths and opportunities are the positive attributes of an organization, so you should feel happy about, hey, I have got these, so I'll be able to win in my business. I'll be able to achieve the purpose of my vision, purpose of the organization. So it's all about, we have seen in the vision and mission chapter, what is the purpose of an organization? So how do you build the capabilities? So how do you address opportunities? Are you going to go after all the opportunities, or are you going to identify the opportunities which are beneficial in terms of achieving the purpose of the organization? So you need to be very clear about making this, choosing the strategic alternatives. So which are very relevant, which will impact the purpose of the organization positively. Similarly, weakness and threats, these are the negatives. It is not that the negatives are going to be there forever. With a conscious and a clear focused plan, any organization can really identify the gaps in its overall maturity and capability in order to arrive at a maturity model. Thereby, they can address the capability area, as well as have a clear proactive plan and approach in terms of identifying the threats, market threats, economic threats, government policy threats. Those areas can be clearly identified, and a proactive plan can be put in place in order to ward off these threats in the future. So let's talk about the strengths. So you've got financial strengths, for example. The stakeholders are well informed. They are they are subject matter experts. They are entrepreneurs. They got the capability to run the organization. Management is quite strong. What are the distinctive competencies that your organization has? Do you have industry credentials? You have operational strategies? Do you have geographic advantages? How do you protect your organization from competitive pressures? Do you have proprietary patented technology? Thereby you can make rich dividends. Do you have adequate financial resources? You have the equity, strong equity. A strong equity company will be preferred than a strong debt-led company. So investors will look at a strong equity-based company. So you've got investors coming in. I would give an example, Flipkart. Flipkart is today valued at around $8 billion because there are many investors who are coming and investing in this company, because the idea of Flipkart is really, fabulous and innovative in terms of taking its growth from the current level into multifold levels in the next few years. So this is very important. Adequate financial resources. Can you achieve economies of scale? Do you have cost advantages because you are able to set up your factory or facility in a location where you are able to easily attract manpower, and at the same time you have the skills and the cost advantage, thereby you are able to deliver advantage to your customers, to the market, through your products and services? Do you have product innovation capabilities? Do you have a proven management? These things can come under the strengths area. Let's talk about weakness. Your organization doesn't have a vision. You don't have strategic objective. You don't have a strategy. You're having obsolete technology. You don't have a factory which is producing products which are required, which has a market demand. Weak image, branding is not good. Falling behind in R&D investment. And managerial depth and talent, you don't have the leadership team that can take the organization from the current level to the next level. Missing any essential skills and competencies and capabilities that you want to build, that's very important. Poor track record in terms of your capabilities and credentials, internal operating issues, productivity issues, competitive pressures, you're not insulating the organization from the external environment threats, you don't have competitive advantages. You don't have a clear marketing strategy. You don't have people on the field to address the market requirements. You don't have the financial resources to support the strategy. So these could be coming. These characteristics come under the weakness section. Let's talk about opportunities. What are the opportunities there? There are plenty of opportunities in today's world. While the global economy is going through a lot of churn and challenges and volatility, at the same time, these challenges present a lot of opportunities to businesses, large businesses. Why Indian companies are going into globalization? They feel there is tremendous opportunity making investments in those areas, and then bring back a lot of foreign investment into India, back to India. Thereby, Indian economy grows at an 8 to 9% level, which we have seen in the last decade. So opportunities are plenty, both in India as well as in the global markets. So are you planning to enter new markets, new countries, new segments of new verticals? Do you have a broader range of customer needs? Are you able to do a R&D research and then you develop new innovative products which will meet the emerging trends and the new trends of the marketplace? Diversify into related new products and services? Are you offering complementary products and services? Do you have vertical forward integration and backward integration for the go-to-market as well as the backward resource mobilization? The ability to move into better strategic group, faster market growth. These are, clearly the opportunities present in the market, new markets, new products, new solutions, new innovation, new opportunities. These are all new opportunities. Threats generally come from the government policies, regulation. Threats come from competition. Threat comes from the other multinational companies. So likely multinational company will be entering, Amazon is entering into Indian, already has entered into the Indian market, which will always be so both Flipkart and Amazon.in will have competition to each other. So new competitors are emerging. So that thereby your business is at risk. There are threats. Growing substitute products, adverse government policies, growing competitive pressures, vulnerability of recession we have seen in the last 3 years. India has gone through real policy stalemate and Indian economy had fallen from 9% growth to 4.5% growth in the last few quarters. Hopefully this new government will revive these sentiments. It has already been revived. Hopefully, the growth will be back at 6, 7, 8, 9% in the next couple of years. So recession and business cycles can affect. These are big threats. Taxation policies and FDI, FDI against your sector and foreign people, foreign investors will come and set up new businesses in India, which will be competing with your organization. Growing bargaining power of customers and suppliers. Changing stakeholder needs and tastes. Demographic changes happening suddenly, and there is a sudden. It could be an earthquake. It could be a mass attack of a particular disease, or a flood situation, which are unexpected situation, which is unexpected. So these could be particularly a threat, particularly a threat to the organization, and adverse demographic changes happening in the buying patterns and trends in the market. And how the age group is emerging. The young age group in India is becoming the biggest consumer segment for any type of business. So the demographic changes can bring about a lot of threats. And then you have to keep updating and innovating new products and services to match those needs. So that's what the threats are. So this is SWOT analysis. It's a very useful tool, valuable tool for strategy formulation. As we have seen, strengths and weaknesses are internal competencies and the capabilities of an organization. So how do we, what are those strengths? Strengths could be, as we have seen in the previous slide, company's image, brand value, what kind of brand recall the market has on the company, the products and services. Market share. Are you a market leader? Are you in the top two? In terms of market share for the for your products and services, specific expertise that you bring to the market in terms of why the customers should like your product or like your brand. So I think these are the questions that you'll be asking yourself. Do you want to build those strengths? You already possess those strengths and you want to leverage, or you want to build those strengths and then develop it over a period of time. So these are all part of the strategic options that you need to think of. Organization needs to have greatest awareness about its capabilities and credentials. So one is the set of what is the past in terms of your capabilities and credentials, and then how do you leverage it, those capabilities and credentials for the future. And that's not good enough. But there are weaknesses, there are areas for development which have to be clearly identified from day one. So you're not complacent and content with what strengths you got, so far. And moving forward, things could be different. Things could be completely different and challenging, and you need to build newer capabilities and credentials. So those weaknesses you need to identify from day one, and you should be very clear before stepping into the strategy formulation process. SWOT analysis helps in achieving the above objective because, as you've seen in the sample SWOT slide, very clearly these are the areas that that you can think of, whether it is financial capability. Maybe you lack financial resources, you will have to raise more equity from the market, or you'll have to tie up with some financial institutions to invest into the company, or you'll have to look for a third option could be you look for raising debt. So there are multiple ways of raising financial resources. But you need to choose which is the right model for your organization rather than getting into the trap of high debt, and then your organization keeps paying the interest, high interest cost to service the debt, and then thereby your focus gets shifted from market-based approach to addressing the financial burden of the company. So these areas have to be very clearly debated. What kind of how do you raise financial resources? What kind of mode? How do you maybe the company can if it is a private limited company, they can come with an IPO. If it is already a listed company, they can come with a follow-on a public offer, FPO. So there are multiple options, or you can even have a qualified institutional placement, QIPs. You can raise bonds. You can so there are multiple ways you can raise your investment into the company. Thereby, those investments are used for addressing building the newer capabilities, building newer facilities, adding new manpower, skills and competencies, research and development, marketing, getting into new, expanding your business into new geographies, diversifying into new products and services. So many things you can do, but you have to have a clear vision and focus that whatever strategic option that you'll be choosing is in line with the vision that you have already set in for your company. So that's how the SWOT analysis is really helping in achieving those objectives. Category of firm's resources. We talked about resources. Resources are of multiple category. It could be human resource, it could be financial resource, it could be organization, other resources, or physical resources. Human resources and financial resources are two important strategic resources for an organization. I would call it as these two are, according to former GE chairman Jack Welch, he says, human resources and finance. These two are the two eyes of a human being. So you're seeing the whole world with these two eyes, the human resources and the financial resources. So one should not forget, when you are making a strategic option, these two are well debated and discussed, and you arrive at the right, the best fit strategic option or an alternative in order to fulfill the needs of the organization. So human resource in terms of experience, skills, capability, competencies, and knowledge, intellectual property rights. You have a R&D department which has come out with a lot of patents and innovative products. So you need to invest back into developing those skills, developing the human talent, engaging with the human talent, retaining the key talent. So these kind of initiatives, which are very crucial for us for the sustainability and keeping ahead of the curve, keeping the organization ahead of the curve, in your vision journey. So that's very important. Other organizational resources like systems, processes, strategy, various levels, structure, culture. We'll be talking all of that in the coming slides. These are different organizational resources. Even finance is part of that. Physical resources like your factory, plant capacity, equipment, technology, geographic presence, access to resources and raw materials, distribution channel network. So we talked about technology. So these form the physical resources. So how do we analyze these strengths? First, you list down your strengths and you have to get into analysis. You should not be content and complacent about, hey, I got these strengths, my organization is a market leader now, and I got best products, and then I'm happy with it. But what if you know, another company launches a product which is which are the product is which is which product is higher in capability and the features and benefits, the customers, you know, start buying those products and you lose your market leadership position over a period of time. So you have to have competitive advantage. That's a business unit level strategy, which you have seen in the business unit level strategy chapter. So you need to have competitive advantages. You know, you have to list down the competitive advantages the organization has. So you are able to clearly build further on from there. Suppose you're possessing certain strengths which are not adding any value, you know, to the organization. Probably you may want to, you know, kind of divest. You may want to, which are not core to your business. You may want to come out of it and then monetize those resources and assets, and then, you know, reinvest back into the core business. So some companies do that. Areas where organization can do better than the competition. What are the key differentiators, the values that you bring to the table, which are different from unique proposition, you know, which are different from the competition? What I call them as unique selling proposition or USPs, unique, you know, value system that you are bringing to the table. Unique and lowest cost resources the organization can draw upon, because this could be an advantage, competitive advantage. It could be a strength for the organization. You are able to set up a, you know, factory in a place where you are able to get engineering graduates who are fresh, and you put them on a 3 months, 6 months training, and they are ready to go. They are ready to do your do the job. So, are you able to leverage? Are you able to draw upon such capabilities? Perception of people in the market as company strengths. What does the market perceive your organization? What do you stand for? What is your attribute? What is your characteristic in terms of the market perception? So those could be a brand value, where this brand is known for reliability. This brand, a Tata brand, is known for trust, for example. So this product is known for reliability. If I buy a car from this company, I can rely on this, you know, I can use this car for 5 years, 6 years without any trouble. If I buy a car from Maruti Suzuki, you know, I don't have to worry about service, because they got the biggest service network. So these are the perception the market has about your company, about your brand. So brand image is associated with the capability that you bring to the market. So market will look forward to you know, more and more such you know, products and services from your company. Thereby it helps you to achieve the profitable growth or the financial goals, as well as in broader sense, the vision and purpose of the organization. Factors that drive the sales. What are the factors, key factors that drive the sales and you know, sales for your company? You need to clearly identify. Is it the product? Is it your people? Is it your go-to-market approach? Is it your distribution system? Is it your turnaround time? So it could be anything. You got a product which can be a plug and play, so people buy it and you know, use it. Or does it address a wider section of the society? So there are many examples. I have given it in the book in strategic management. You can go through that. But in short, how, what are the factors, how it affects the sales? So these could be a part of your you know, part of the strengths that you want to capture. What are the unique selling proposition? We have seen that USP. What are the USP that you what are the differentiation that you bring to the market vis-a-vis the competition? Innovation and product or services differentiation. Are you bringing innovative product with new features, which features have not been heard of so far, and new you know, new features have been built into your product? You know, you are able to gain market share vis-a-vis your nearest competition, and at the same time, you are also bringing in new services. We talked about Maruti Suzuki, which is known for its service for many years, because you get the cost-effective service. You can go to any neighborhood and then you will find a Maruti Suzuki service dealer. So that could be a differentiation for your company.